Good morning, Canyon County. For the audio record, since you can't see, smell, or taste, it's a very, very smoky morning. And hopefully it will start being less and less smoke, because the ground and the areas that are on fire are just sad. Oregon's over 150,000, no, 1.5 million acres. And I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of acres in Idaho, but it is a very sad last 7 or 10 days. So with that note, hopefully our budget doesn't go up in flames. We'll try to keep the flammability away from it. So present is Commissioner Brooks. Commissioner Van Beek is absent this morning. And we have 10 o'clock start time on two items. We have the meeting to receive the clerk's quarterly report and also the clerk's commissioner's FY 2027 tentative budget workshop for publication. So which would the clerk's office like to do first?
Publication.
All right. I knew he was off to something good. All right. Okay.
Chairman?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We've made it to our penultimate hearing, so the only hearing after this one, if everything goes as planned, will be our August 19th public budget hearing meeting at 5 p.m. What we've put together for you today are some of the documents that we kind of discussed at our previous publication meeting that we talked about, some similar items that we published in last year's publication, updated with obviously this year's information. We have run the documents by our legal department as well, just to make sure that all of the verbiage and statutes and everything are on par.
Okay.
So with that, I'll kick it over to our controller and let him drive the ship.
All right.
Randomly click at things. Okay, the first document here will be the publication that just will be similar to how kind of the L2 looks, with a couple added columns from the L2, but just going through our county funds, enterprise fund, our special revenue, taxing districts. This document is 99% similar to what we went over the other day. The only additions were the suggestions that you all had with the EO salaries. Those were put into this, so that adjusted it a little bit. But like I said, I would say that was by a de minimis amount. But there were changes that were made through here. So let's just read, you know, what our tentative expenditure budget is, our revenue from other sources, other property taxes, what we're going to levy, fund balance usage, if there is one, projected fund balance at the end of our current fiscal year and at the end of the following fiscal year in FY27. And like I said, that'll go through our county operating funds, enterprise fund, and special revenue taxing districts there. Also on this notice is when our public meeting will be held and where that is, as well as a note here about the county using foregone and then the county's plan to reserve foregone for pest and milba gopher. Then the other document that will go and be published as well is that same budget information, or same from the expenditure standpoint, in a manner that is broken out by department in alphabetical order. On this document, it'll show our FY25 actual and then our 26 and 27 budgeted as you go down through the pages there to ultimately reach, once again, our total operating enterprise fund and then our special revenue taxing districts and then our grand total for the county there. We did go through Commissioner Brooks and make sure that the pennies here match the pennies on the other one. So
he is a stickler.
That he is. So those are the two documents that will get sent out. And then in preparation for our public hearing, like the clerk said, unless for whatever reason there is some very unique circumstance that raises its head. But as of now, those are the docs that will go out for that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I would make a motion then that we authorize this to be publicized and that we give notice to the public for the August 18th final hearing.
A second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Kyle, on this document here, in the motion, I assume it's part and parcel of the,
part of the same.
They're together.
Package, yes.
Okay. All right. Excellent. All right. Well, kind of anticlimactic after all of the stuff. I would make note, unless, which happens. I'm not aware of everyone that's in the gallery. This year, I'm not aware of one single member of the public showing up in the gallery to go through the 54 budgets. So I'll reserve comment till later on that. All right. Very good. Are we ready to move on?
Yep.
All right. So let's review then the quarterly budget report. I do want to thank the clerk and the comptroller and Sarah for all of the work. There were many days and mornings or whatever that, hey, what about this? Can we see what that looks like or the number? There was never a, oh my word, what are you asking for? It was like, you bet, we'll figure something out. And so it's very complicated budget. I'm going to say 54 separate budgets. I think that's still correct when you consider the TCA's area. They have at least 8 budgets that are legal identifiable budgets, and so very few people ever get to be on a school board, but a school board is about the only similar public thing that I'm aware of that has so many different budgets within a budget and so many strings attached in those budgets. And we are very similar to that with the complication of the budget. So my word to the public is don't make assumptions when you look at the large numbers. Be willing to be come in and ask, and we will do the best we can with explaining how we get there and what the numbers actually represent. So with that, let's get back to the quarterly budget report number 3.
Okay. Commissioners, I kind of made an executive decision to use the drafted new reports that we were working on building with our software provider. And before you, you'll see one that's structured by fund as our summary version. This one will have our year-to-date through June, our annual budget, the remaining balance, the amount, percentage of either received/spent, and then I added the FY25 year-to-date through June as well on the side there. In case you needed some other numbers to stare at. And then also included is a report that is by division and object code. So this will be our detailed version in going through here. We had a little 11th hour observation in going through these, and we will have the finalized version shortly after this meeting, but I did realize there was a little math error in the one column, and Sarah is going through and she is 85% through updating the calculation with that. But thankfully that was the only thing that was noticed. So you'll see in this initial just draft version, there isn't a number balance. There is the receive split, but that will be included in the one that goes out and will be attached.
Okay.
That, as like I said, I probably should have just done the old version for this, but kind of got excited and wanted to run with it. So
no, I commend you in moving towards the new one. I like it.
Okay. So just to let you know, the one that you see here is not the one that will be attached to the agenda, that will actually have the remainder balance like you see here in the by fund one. So
okay.
Like I said, Sarah's pretty well on her way to finishing that, so I appreciate her helping me with my shenanigans with that. So but that should all be updated when working with the vendor, and then we'll have that all rectified going forward. But and just going through just some items of note. So far, you'll see on there, we received quarter three sales tax last week, end of last week. That came ahead of the third quarter from FY25. And up to this point, the three quarters that we have received in sales tax, the distribution is higher than the three quarters that we received in FY25. So good news there. To go with the liquor distributions that are down from what was budgeted, which we assumed that was going to happen, and it did, and then still remains to be seen with this last quarter with the new legislation that was passed by the state that is going to see the distribution to cities and counties decrease a little bit with that. So we should see the last quarter, I assume it's going to be even lower than what we anticipated because of that legislation that was passed to shift some more liquor monies to state patrol. Just a general note is, as we were working through our new payroll software, there are going to be a number of divisions that you'll see that over time budgets are over, and the fact that there wasn't initially any budgeted, and or the ones that there are some that are over by quite a bit. We were working with those DAs and EOs through the FY27 budget process to kind of get a better handle on, was that anomaly or is that how it should be going forward? And I believe that in the 27 budget, we kind of got those lines adjusted more appropriately to either A, handle the workload that they're doing, and or kind of like there's always going to be maybe a little bit going forward. Like I said, there are some that are hundreds, but others that are thousands of dollars over. And through the 27 budgeting process, I know that was discussed with those individuals. So there, in theory, shouldn't be something that was a surprise. But when you look through the quarterly report by division, you'll notice that some are much higher than others. And like I said, the ones that are a lot higher, we for sure kind of grinded that out with them to make sure that, hey, if that's where it needs to be going forward, that's just what we need to do.
I think we experienced this in a similar thing at PSD. I think that their July was way on. So.
Yeah.
Yes. It just has to do with the timing of it.
Yes. then kind of another thing, this is some postage utilization and number of budgets. Is also over, obviously increased cost there, and I think maybe a couple more mailers went out. I mean, I know. Would you like to speak, sister? Or his is one, but I also know audit, where ours is pretty utilized, heavily utilized at this point. We're not quite over, but we're close with that. But I know that some of that was adjusted going forward just to deal with the cost, and so we'll see where that is going forward. But as you all know that's kind of an ever-going thing where annually that cost can just increase on us, depending on what the post office decides to do there, but. On some more positive notes, you'll see the recorder's fees here. Those revenues are already at 95.6% capacity, or what was budgeted. And in July, we got a pretty large sum of money for a very large records request. So that will send that number much higher than it is now, because there was we got a request that gave us a check that was over $300,000. So,
what was the nature of the request?
Chairman, Commissioner Brooks, it was a title company, and they requested all documents basically from like 1980 something to current day. So it was, images wise, it was hundreds of thousands of images. And they're still working on it. Mm-hmm. We were able to work out a deal with them where they would give us until like late August to finish the request because of the nature of how large it was, but that we would require payment up front, and they sent the check.
Must be a new company.
I would assume, yeah, I would assume. Yeah, Emily, the recording supervisor, had mentioned that other companies had reached out with some similar requests in the past, but once they received the bill, then it was, they'd always shied away. But for whatever reason, this company decided it was go time. So, the recording team is putting in a lot of extra work to get this completed, and I commend them for doing so, because, yeah, it's going to look very nice on our revenues.
And the check did cash, so. You'll see, too, both election consolidated and regular, like our cell phone budget is overutilized. We upgraded the MiFi, the Wi-Fi units. So there's an upfront cost with that going forward there. And then with the cost of how the accounts are suspended, not completely shut off, they kind of have a little continual cost associated with them. We are maybe looking into seeing if there's a different avenue that we may be able to take where we can completely shut off the units instead of basically having them kind of just, you know, simmering on the back burner where they're being paid for but not necessarily being fully utilized, as we have our, you know, two main functions for the year where we really need to use those. So that's something that I know we are looking into that going forward. DSD's building permits, their plan review fee and permit fees, they're a little bit behind schedule where they were at this point last year. I believe we talked about that one of the budget hearings, I think, with DSD. So I think it's on track, but it's also something just to note that is a difference compared to the prior year. Emergency management, there are a number of expenditure lines that there was nothing budgeted for, that there are expenses for that. Big portion of that, if not all of it, is related to the admin building and us using some of the SHSP funds to help cover that, I believe, is what was occurring for that, because there wasn't revenue budgeted for SHSP either, but there was some leftover, I believe, 24 funding that was used to help cover some of the costs for some of the items over there that we've had meetings about as well leading up to this point. In fleet, their shop fees are a little bit behind. This point last year, they're about $38,000 less. With that, I can't remember if Director Tolman, if there was a vacancy over there. I don't recall in our budget meetings with him if he had mentioned that or not, but hopefully those will turn around. But like I said, compared to this point last year, they are a little bit lagging behind where that is. So. I've talked to the PA's office about this, but we've talked about in other quarterly budget hearings, their temp and part-time budgets are sitting at $31,000 over what they initially budgeted. In speaking with PA Boyd and Senior Chief Deputy, those budgets were adjusted going forward for 27, so hopefully they should be a little more in line with where their budgets are set and how that works going forward. The county fair building revenue is $86,000 over what was budgeted already, three quarters of the way through the year. And from what I recall from listening to the director there, that she stated that it looks like, I believe we have things going and utilizing that for the last quarter. So her budget is looking good for that from a revenue standpoint for the fair building. So that's good that we're utilizing that and making good use of getting it filled throughout the year. The litigation fees for tort are at about 89% right now. This is higher than where they were in the prior year. That line, if it keeps going, may going forward, but that's also just kind of at the mercy of, you know, what kind of actions and what the county is doing to pay for different, I guess, outside vendors to help with litigation that the county is going through. But just an item of note that we are at 89% of that. And last year, I think we were in the 70s at this point. So just something to note going forward. Misdemeanor probation fees are, they are at 109% of what was budgeted for the year, and they're $49,000 higher as well. And another item under, or with the sheriff's office, their room and board is currently $626,000 over what was budgeted, with more coming in. And I can say, Commissioner Brooks, that today we deposited March and May's room and board fees. So, and then I think we also got NAMPA fires dispatch fees. So we had about a little over 700,000 was deposited today for those three things. So I believe we're only waiting on June's inmate room and board fees, which is about right, because they should have, well, yeah, 30-ish days to pay those. So hopefully that one will be coming sooner rather than later. With that. Then the next item, just you'll notice in landfill that there was a zero, but there was, you know, an $8.4 million purchase of land with that. So if you were to look, you'd see that that was a large overage there. And I was also looking at landfill fees. They're about 72.6% collected versus budget. And I think last year at this point, they're about 74-ish. So they're kind of in line percentage-wise to budget. But obviously, once it, you know, with the summer on that, people kind of start, you know, cleaning up. So I think that he'll probably see a decent fourth quarter, hopefully, to get that taken care of. But that's just kind of all I have to note there. Once again, as you already know, or as Chairman, you like to say, I mean, a lot of this wouldn't be possible without Sarah. So I appreciate her help in doing all this and trying to get stuff organized and straightened out with that. And also the new clerk has been helpful in, you know, going, utilizing for ideas and other things like that with the quarterly report. And we'll be, you know, adjusting it and continuing to make it better, which I feel like I've been saying since I started, but we have been going through more just different iterations and upgrading and all that. Next quarter, it'll be a little bit different, a little bit better with the adjusting that as the queries and reports that are in the new software. So,
awesome.
Well, new software's made more capable of, or capabilities, is there's a learning curve there that goes with that.
Yeah, I guess the, there was one other thing. I gotta find it. I just wanted to know, oh, there it is. On our operating funds, we're sitting at about 62% utilization of what we budgeted for expenses. However, if you were to count, if you were to just add $7 million for the detention facility that we budgeted, we'd be about 67%, which you can see from 2025, we're at like 66.7% at this point last year. So if you were to add the $7 million that is unspent in the detention facility, we're roughly about in line with where we were last year in utilization. So, because the 62%, it's a little artificially underutilized. So like I said, I just wanted to add that $7 million to kind of show that the percentages would be technically pretty similar in the last 2 years.
Good to know.
And then we're about dead even with revenue percentages, so.
Revenues look to be on track.
No, there was a couple that were underutilized, but when I looked at last year's percentages where they were, you know, within 5-ish% of where they were last year. So I just kind of assume that's just how those, how they've been going or how they've been utilized in the past. And I also know some of those things are, like the juvenile room board, I already know those are down just because we have, you know, fewer members in the detention facility, which is good, you know, good news, but, and then some other programs I know, if we don't have people or they're not utilizing the programs, then there isn't the associated revenue with that. So it's kind of a give and take situation there. I guess that's all I have. If you have any other questions, comments, concerns.
Do you expect to have the final today, or will that be tomorrow?
I'm hopeful to have it by lunch.
Okay. All right. Then let's hold off on posting this on the internet until we get the final one at lunch tonight, and then we can post it.
Yeah, I'll make sure to, as soon as we get that done, to get that over to Jen and Diana.
Any comments, questions?
No, it's all good information. Thanks for putting it in a format that's easily digestible.
Yes. We both served at a time that this report wasn't always available, so this is really good.
No, Chairman, I would just kind of echo what everyone else has said, and that, you know, I appreciate the auditor's office and everything that they've done, you know, through the budget season, as well as, you know, just everything else that they do, all the hard work that they put forth. And just really quick, I would like to thank the three of you. I know Commissioner Van Beek is not here, but I appreciate you being patient with me and with our office as we kind of work through a few new challenges this year. And then just all the other EOs, all the other department administrators, all the other, you know, financial experts that have worked on this budget. Yeah, it's a big sigh of relief. If I kept any fireworks from 4th of July, I'd light them off. But yeah, I'm very thankful for the people that I work with and to finally kind of see the end of the tunnel. So thanks.
Well, I make a motion that we accept the quarterly report and make a note that we are going to post the final one on our agenda page after lunch. And I'll make that motion.
A second.
Motion's been made second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate the work of trying to go into the new format. I know we'll continue to tweak it and do whatever, but I think it's easier to read and way less stack of papers.
Yeah, cut it in half, so.
Say the truth. All right. If there is anything else, I would say we can adjourn. Thank you. All right.